Ko taku hoa in INA, ko Nona Peltier. Nona joins me live in the studio to talk all things business. A lot of paper with you today, Nona, as well. So there must be some big news. Okay, let's talk about the big power companies that are looking at large green hydrogen plants in Southland.
Right.
So what's the green sky thinking?
Where's the plan? Okay, so we're talking about Contact Energy and Meridian in this case, and they have come up with a report, they commissioned the report from a global consultancy with some, reputation, McKinsey and Co. And they've basically said that they've done a feasibility study of whether or not green hydrogen plant in Southland would make sense. A lot of people might not know what green hydrogen is, but it's basically hydrogen gas that's produced using renewable energy. So there's other ways to make hydrogen gas. You can use fossil fuels, for example, natural gas, that kind of thing. But this is talking about using renewable energy. And basically the process works as like an electrolysis. You split water into hydrogen and oxygen, and then the hydrogen gas can be used as a fuel source. Now, it's not that straightforward, and the market for it is questionable. And that's one of the next things that Contact Energy and Meridian are going to embark on. They're going to now go around the world and find out what people want from green hydrogen and, you know, whether it's feasible to ship it in bottles or in other forms that could be used, for example, as a fertilizer.
There's a whole lot of other issues, shipping, because you're trying to make something that isn't using up energy, isn't producing carbon miles, and then you're going to stick it on some form of transport and send it over the waters.
Well, I didn't write the report.
No, but interesting.
But it's very interesting. And certainly there are people who do not think this is a viable scheme in any form. Nevertheless, I spoke with the Southland Development Corporation today, and they said that not only did they get interest from Meridian and Contact, but lots of international interest as well. So watch this space. Let's find out what's going to happen. But believe me, it's not just around the corner. We're talking about a plan that would take maybe 5 years to develop, and a plant like this would cost about $1 billion. So it's not going to happen tomorrow. And if it does happen, one of the things the report says is that we'd need some government support. So we'll see what happens with that.
Let's talk about house prices, right? So surging house prices. Obviously, it's made few people feel like they're wealthy, but what's happening in the savings department?
Well, not so much. So it's just another one. So last year, you might recall, it's hard to forget, we were in level 4 lockdown, and that was towards the end of March. So not very much money was spent during that period. And so savings went up. I guess people were really worried, so they saved their money. And so this year, they thought, forget it. We'll just go out and spend it. And that's what they did. They spent up their money in all sorts of ways. One of the things was an increase in spending on accommodation, restaurants, cultural service, durable goods. People really went and had a big time spending up. So our
savings might have needed cheering up, Nona. Maybe they were cheering themselves up. I say that seriously.
And also they were encouraged to spend with all that easy money out there and low interest rates. So that was the whole idea, was to get people to spend. And they did. And so they saved a lot less. However, interestingly, our overall measure of worth increased because of house prices, but not just because of house prices. So it was also because people were getting a lot more out of their investments, like bonds and shares and other kinds of things. So overall, we were probably better off in terms of our assets, but not so much about what we have in our bank account.
Okay, let's take a gold medal style sprint around the
market. Why not? Well, look, there was a rally in Asia today, and so our market rose 12 points, just 12 points. That's like 0.01%, not very much, to 12,721. And the dollar at 69.6 US cents and 94.6 Australian and 50.7 pence. Not that we're going anywhere, but
thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with business.